This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The city of Denver will pay $160,000 to another George Floyd protester. Sammy Leon Lawrence was shot in the chest with pepper balls by Denver police and arrested during the protests in May of 2020. The payment follows city council approval last week of $325,000 to a couple who were also shot with pepper balls. The claims are just two of many against Denver police related to the protests. During this week's snowstorm, Denver opened extra shelters for people who might otherwise sleep outside. The McNichols Building in Civic Center Park is open through Friday morning. Derek Woodbury is with Denver's Department of Housing Stability.
We've been reaching out, street outreach teams from the city, to warn individuals about the weather and to assist them in finding and getting to shelter.
About 50 people spent the night before the storm, with more coming in as the snow continued. Pregnant patients in Colorado are being hit hard by influenza. CPR's John Daly.
UC Health is reporting a rise in pregnant patients hospitalized with flu, and national data from the CDC found last month that nearly half of reported flu-associated hospitalizations of people 18 to 44 were pregnant patients. Dr. Michelle Barron says the need for a flu shot is not new.
I think it's always been a recommendation, but I think since the pandemic has happened, there hasn't been the emphasis on flu that there was maybe in years prior.
She says the flu vaccine reduces the risk of hospitalization and protects the baby after birth. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Today is the public's first chance to weigh in on Colorado's plan to reintroduce wolves. A meeting this morning at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs is the first in a series of public meetings to fine-tune Colorado's plan to support a self-sustaining wolf population. Voters approved a reintroduction measure in 2020. Colorado Parks and Wildlife hopes to finalize the plan in May and release wolves by the end of the year. In Colorado Springs, sunny and 42 this afternoon. Denver, highs in the 30s today. This is CPR News.